Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving. And in the spirit of thankfulness, let's rise and give praise to God.
In my wrestling, in my doubts, in my failures, you won't walk out. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Oh, oh, you are the peace in my troubled sea. In the silence you won't let go. In the questions your truth will hold. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Oh, oh, you are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, my lighthouse, shining in the darkness. The promise you will carry me safe to shore. Oh, 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 oh. Safe to shore. In my troubled sea, my lighthouse, my lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you. Oh, my lighthouse, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise that you will carry me safe to shore.
On Thanksgiving, one of the things that we do is reflect on all of the things that we're thankful for. And I just want to start off with expressing some thanks for things that God has done even in the past week for us to be able to lead worship. Because when we put the schedule together for the band for this morning, it consisted of two persons, and that was Sam and me. And so having two drummers and neither of us liking to stand in front of a microphone and sing all that much, we were in a little bit of a state. We didn't have anybody to lead. And I'm thankful that my son procreated recently and is on paternity leave. So Curtis agreed to come and lead us. This is the Reverend Curtis Wilson. And he agreed to come and lead as long as he didn't have to do all of the words that went along with that. And then Sarah contacted me, said, if I don't have to lead, if all I have to do is like sing, then I could do that. So Sarah joined in. And then Josh said, I was supposed to work, but I'm off now, so I can come in. And on Friday, Lorraine said, if you need me, I could come along. And so God, I'm just really thankful to God and to each one of you for being here this morning and for all of you being here as well. It is good to see you here. It is good to be together in God's house. If you are worshiping with us for the first time or you are fairly new here, you will find a Connect card in your pew and would invite you to fill that out and give it to me or drop it in the offering plate or put it at the hub desk in the lobby. And I would encourage you to join us for a cup of coffee or tea and some goodies in Campbell Hall. It's just that way at that end of the building, and just follow the mass of people and you will find that. We're also having an event coming up on October 27th for people who are newer to the church. It's called Next, and it's so that you can find out what happens next now that you're here at St. Paul's. And it'll just be a short coffee time after after this first service, so at 10:30. And it will be at the back end of Campbell Hall. You can learn a few things about what happens at St. Paul's and meet a few people as well. So even if you've been here for a little while but would like to know what comes next, you are welcome to be part of that. And also a reminder of the Reformation Rally that comes up on October 27th at 7 p.m. here. A number of churches are joining together, and St. Paul's is hosting this year. And Dr. Kevin Livingston, a Presbyterian minister and all-around fine guy, is going to be preaching at that service. The other announcements I will leave with you. Let's come before God in prayer. Let's pray together. Our loving God, we give you thanks for this day. We praise you for the sunshine and for each other here around us. We give you praise because you are the living God, the Lord of all, the creator of all that exists. You are the saving God who came to us in Jesus to live for us, to die for us, and to rise again for us. You are the God present in this place by your Holy Spirit, making yourself known to us. So we worship you, Father, Son, and Spirit, and seek your grace and blessing upon us. Make us aware of your presence today. Bless us that we would encounter the living God in this place as we gather. We pray that you would give us your mercy and forgive us all our sins in Jesus, that you would heal our brokenness in Jesus, and that you would make us new people, all in Jesus. Our God, we give you all of this praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us worship God.
Good morning. Are there any kids out there that aren't up here? I'd like to welcome you to come on up. We're going to talk together and just learn about each other and get to know each other. Welcome, welcome. Hi. Some faces I know and some that I don't know yet. We will get to know each other, or maybe you're just visiting here, visiting family for the week. How many of you are visiting this week? Anybody? Nobody? You're visiting? Welcome, welcome. I have my son visiting for Thanksgiving too. It's kind of cool to have family together, isn't it? Well, I want to talk to you about something that is one of my very favorite things to do. I like to talk. Got me in lots of trouble when I was a kid. Sometimes gets me in trouble as an adult. Do you guys like to talk? Yeah? What do you like to talk about?
Anything that comes in my mind.
What about somebody else? What do you like to talk about?
We be nice and not hurt and go somewhere else school when we play.
So you like to talk about the rules? Yeah, I see that. Anybody else? What do you like to talk about? Well, for myself, I love to talk a lot. I like to talk to people about the things that they're interested in. I like to talk about crafts. I like to talk about the Bible. I could talk all day. It's easy and it's fun to talk to other people, isn't it? Usually, some of us are introverts. It's a little hard, but it's still fun when we get a good conversation going. Now, if it's so easy, usually, to talk to people and to each other, why do we find it so hard to spend time talking with God sometimes? Anybody have any ideas? Sometimes we forget. Oh, Marcus.
Because if you don't know what to say, you just say the wrong things.
No, sometimes we don't know what to say when we talk with God. Sometimes we're worried we might say the wrong thing. That's awesome. Anybody else have any ideas about why it's hard to talk to God sometimes?
Well, I remember I did Christian meditation once in my class, and then you had to, like, sit still and not think of anything to, like, talk to God, and it was, like, really hard.
That does sound hard. I think I'd have a hard time doing that. Well, I'm going to make a suggestion to you. I'm going to make a suggestion to you that praying to God is as easy as talking. So, I've got some letters here. Most of you can read. Those of you who can't read, I'll read it to you. T, take time. Take time for God. You guys go like this on your hand, like a watch. Take time for God. Set aside even like 5 minutes in the morning just to take some time, maybe the same time every day. Make a habit. You guys brush your teeth, right? Yeah, so like a habit, like brushing your teeth. What about this one? It says, oh, can you do that with me? Oh, find a nice quiet place to spend time with God. A little spot in your room, your closet, under the table. You like to make blanket forts? Make a fort. Make that your special place with you and God. The next one, learn. This one is opening up the Bible. Can you make a Bible with your hands like this? And then open it up, help you remember this one. So this one is about taking some time to read the Word of God. I encourage you to read one verse every day. And if you can't read yet, ask your mom and dad to read you one verse every day. It'll help you get to know Jesus. The last one I have here is keep. And that is keep a journal. And for kids, I might, you go, keep a journal. I don't even know how to write full sentences yet. But you know what? You can keep a picture journal. Maybe your mom reads you a verse and it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. You go, seeking. That kind of seems like a path. I could draw a picture of a path or some glasses or something that reminds you to seek God first. So I encourage you to talk to God. Can you do that? Try to talk to God this week. Thumbs up. Awesome. So we're going to sing one more song. But we're going to pray first. We can bless you guys and bless you going up to kids ministry. Let's fold our hands, close our eyes. Dear God, thank you so much for each of these kids. We love our kids here. And I pray that you would help them to feel the love of Jesus Christ through us. Be with the parents, grandparents, and caregivers here in the audience. And that they would feel your love as well. That they would know the right words to teach and to guide their children. Because we know you care about our families so much, God. Bless us as we go up to our classes. Be with the teachers and be with us today. In your name, amen.
Let's continue to worship God. I invite you to stand and sing his praises.
But you have
failed me yet. Waiting for change to come, knowing the battle's won, for you have never failed me yet. Your promise still stands. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never fail me yet. I know the night won't last. Your word will come to pass. My heart will sing your praise again. Jesus, you're still enough. Keep me within your love. My heart will sing your praise again.
Your promise still stands.
Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Your faithfulness. Still in your hands, this is my confidence. You never fail me yet.
I've seen you move.
Again, you made a way when there was no way, and I believe. I see you do it again. I've seen you move. You move the mountains, and I believe. I see you do it again. You made a way when there was no way, and I believe. I see you do it again. Seen you move, you move the mountains, and I believe. I see you do it again. You made a way when there was no way, and I believe. I see you do it again. You made you move, you move the mountains, and I believe. I see you do it again. You made a way where there was no way, and I believe. I see you do it again.
Your promise.
Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never fail me yet. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never fail me yet. You never fail me yet.
You never fail me.
You never fail me.
Mm-hmm.
thousand times I've failed, still your mercy remains. Should I stumble again, still I'm caught in your grace. Everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never ending, your glory goes beyond.
Fountain I drink from, Lord.
never gonna win. You're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna win. Never gonna let me down. You're never gonna win. You're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna win. You're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down.
Usually filling this role, I forgot to bring a Bible up with me, so I will have to read from the screen as we read Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Thank you, Lord. It is now that part of our service where we take up the offering as an expression of our thanks to God. So let us give thanks to God as we present to him our offerings, and we will sing as we do that as well.
Just give me Jesus.
Sounds kind of permission giving. You can sit. Like, you can sit or stand or do whatever you want to within reason. Don't have to wait for me to say something. We are reading from the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 26, verses 1 to 11. Let us hear God's word. When you have entered the land the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance, and have taken possession of it and settled in it, take some of the first fruits of all that you produce from the soil of the land the Lord your God is giving you and put them in a basket. Then go to the place the Lord your God will choose as a dwelling for his name and say to the priest in office at the time, I declare today to the Lord your God that I have come to the land the Lord swore to our ancestors to give us. The priest shall take the basket from your hands and set it down in front of the altar of the Lord your God. Then you shall declare before the Lord your God, my father was a wandering Aramean, and he went down into Egypt with a few people and lived there and became a great nation, powerful and numerous. But the Egyptians mistreated us and made us suffer, subjecting us to harsh labor. Then he cried out to the Lord. He cried out to the Lord our God, the God of our ancestors. And the Lord heard our voice and saw our misery and toil and oppression. So the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, with great terror and with signs and wonders. He brought us to this place and gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. And now I bring the first fruits of the soil that you, Lord, have given me. Place the basket before the Lord your God and bow down before him. Then you and the Levites and the foreigners residing among you shall rejoice in all the good things the Lord your God has given to you and your household. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Do you have any idea when the first Thanksgiving was celebrated in Canada? Not pilgrims. That wasn't us. Does he look familiar? Sir Martin Frobisher and the crews of his ships celebrated Thanksgiving on Baffin Island as they sought the Northwest Passage in 1578, the first Thanksgiving in Canada. It became a national holiday in 1879 when it was celebrated on November the 6th that year, but it didn't have a fixed schedule until 1957 when the Parliament of Canada declared a day of general thanksgiving to Almighty God for the bountiful harvest with which Canada has been blessed, to be observed on the second Monday in October. this Thanksgiving, what are you thankful for? Think that through. Create a list in your mind. What are you thankful for? Well, it's harvest Thanksgiving. We thank God for the harvest, for food and for clean water. We probably thank God for family and for our friends. We thank God for homes and for jobs. But today I want to think bigger than we might normally think about Thanksgiving. Is there more for which we can be thankful? Think back upon this past year. Think of all of the experiences for which you are thankful. Think those through. Think about all of the people that you have interacted with in this past year that you are thankful for them. Think about things that didn't happen this past year that you are really thankful they didn't happen. But I want us to think even bigger than that. I'll show you what I mean. Our reading today was from the book of Deuteronomy. It is the fifth book in the Old Testament, and it is part of the Jewish Torah. The setting of the book is that the people are preparing to go into the land that God had promised to give to these people. Our passage today is about bringing a thanksgiving offering to God. Now, the offering was to be made of first fruits. And that can mean a couple of different but related things. First fruits can mean the first and freshest part of the harvest. Before you took any of the produce of the land for yourself, before that, you took a portion and you gave it to God. This is a real expression of faith, right? You're giving to God off the top, right at the beginning, at the first, not knowing how good the rest of the harvest is going to be. The first fruits is about giving to God off the top. First fruits can also mean the very best of the harvest, the ripest of the fruit, the heaviest grains of wheat, and the healthiest animals. So the offering that was to be made to God in thanksgiving was to be first fruits. It was not to be an afterthought or their leftovers. This thanksgiving offering for God was to be the very best, a true and right and appropriate expression of thanks to God. Now, we need to take note of a couple of things here. This offering was to be given after the people had come into the promised land, after they had already settled into the promised land, and after a season of growth, when the harvest would be ready. This offering was not a tax levied as soon as the people came into the land. It wasn't a toll that they had to pay to cross over into the land. The thanksgiving offering was to be given only after the people had already received God's gift of land, after they had received God's gift of a bountiful harvest. In fact, the offering came after the people had already experienced God's grace. The offering was a response to God's grace. The offering was thanking God for everything that he had done for them. And the passage, I don't know if you noticed it, the passage is really clear to whom the thanks belongs. In the 11 verses of our passage today, the name of God, Yahweh, is found 13 times. The title God, another 9 times. And 6 of all of those times expresses that the land was a gift from Yahweh to the people. This passage is pretty clear to whom the thanks is given. The people were to bring their offering of first fruits to the selected place that God had given them, and they were to offer the gifts to God. And we read, "Then you shall declare before the Lord your God, my father was a wandering Aramean, and he went down into Egypt with a few people and lived there and became a great nation, powerful and numerous. But the Egyptians mistreated us and made us suffer, subjecting us to harsh labor. Then we cried out to the Lord, the God of our ancestors, and the Lord heard our voice and saw our misery, toil, and oppression. So the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and outstretched arm, with great terror and with signs and wonders. He brought us to this place and gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. And now I bring the first fruits of the soil that you, Lord, have given me." And place the basket before the Lord your God and bow down before him. You see, along with the giving of the offering of first fruits, there was the telling of a story. It was the telling of the story. It starts with Jacob in this telling. Jacob is the wandering Aramean, that he, with his family, went down to Egypt because of famine in the land of Canaan. And while they were there, the family grew and became a nation. So many people, to the point where the Egyptians became afraid of them, and so they oppressed them and enslaved them. And generations passed, and finally they called out upon the Lord, and the Lord heard their cry and saw their oppression, and God saved his people and brought them to the land that he had promised them. The whole story that is told is clearly not the personal story of the one bringing the thanks to God, because it's a story that spans about 500 years. This is the story of the people of God. It wasn't complete. There's a lot of detail that wasn't in this telling of the story, but it is still a telling of the story of the people of God and God's story saving them. It is the people's story and God's story intertwined in his saving the people. It was the people's story. It was God's story, but it was also the individual's story. And now I bring the first fruits of the soil that you, Lord, have given me. The individual story is part of the bigger story of God saving his people. When a person brought the offering and told the story, each one of them inserted themselves into the story because they are part of that bigger story. Each one of them was part of the story of the people of God, part of the story of God. The Thanksgiving offering included the first fruits offering of produce from the land and a sharing of the story of God saving his people, and the individual's place in that story. The sharing of the story revealed to each person the depths of thanks that they owed to the Lord. So in thanks, greatly expanded and deepened through the telling of the story, they worshiped God. They bowed down and worshiped God, and they rejoiced before him, and they celebrated. That was Thanksgiving in the ancient land of the people of God, in the promised land. And here we are today, Thanksgiving 2019 in Ottawa, and the symbols of our Thanksgiving tend to be things like turkey and pumpkin pie and colorful leaves. But perhaps we can learn something from this ancient celebration of Thanksgiving. Now, I don't want to belabor this first point because it is not the main point that I want to make, but it's important nonetheless. The people of God were to bring their first fruits. That is, they were to give to God off the top. Before they paid themselves, they were to make their offering to God because they owed God that much thanks. They were to offer to God the best they had and not their leftovers and not as an afterthought. And God deserves at least that level of thanks from us because he continued his story past the people coming into the promised land. And he continued his story by him coming into the world in Jesus and living and dying for us and rising from the dead to forgive us and save us. And that's the point that I want to make. That's the point I want to concentrate on, that we also should remember and express the story and our place in that story. I'm talking here about the gospel, the good news about Jesus. That good news is God's story. And that story goes right back to the beginning. The story that the people were to remember as they brought their thanksgiving offering is part of God's story. And so is part of the gospel. And so is part of the good news about Jesus. So, in fact, is part of our story. That's why those first four books in the New Testament are called Gospels. Not just because they tell the story about Jesus, but because they tell the story about Jesus in the context of God's bigger story. Have you ever thought of that? Matthew starts with a genealogy that goes deep, deep into the Old Testament, showing that Jesus is part of God's bigger story. Mark, the shortest of the Gospels, connects Jesus with the words of a prophet from the Old Testament, showing that Jesus is part of God's bigger story. Luke also uses a genealogy to show that Jesus is part of God's bigger story, and Luke's genealogy goes back to creation. And John starts his telling of the good news with the words, "In the beginning," back to creation. Jesus is part of God's bigger story. God saving his people from slavery in Egypt foreshadowed God saving us in Jesus. It's all part of God's bigger story. And when we accept Jesus as Savior and Lord, we find that we too are part of God's story. We have a place in God's story. So where am I going with this? Well, as we celebrate Thanksgiving, let's take that example from the ancient people of God and their Thanksgiving offering. In Thanksgiving, let's tell our stories. We're not going to take time today and tell each other our stories, but let's tell our stories. And if you don't want to do it with someone else, tell God the story. Yes, God already knows the story. I know that. You're not going to provide him with any new information, and that's not the point. The point is that we share ourselves with God in telling our story to him, with him. And God loves it when we share ourselves with him. He longs for us to share ourselves with him. And we will also discover more and more how we fit into God's story and how he fits into our story. And that will lead us to an expanding and deepening level of thanks to God. How do we start? Think about the big, important experiences in your life. Make a timeline on a piece of paper and mark down the big, important experiences in your life. Look to see where you experienced God in any way through all of those experiences, through all of that time. And perhaps today you could say that I didn't feel like I experienced God at all through any of that time. That could be. But what about if you look back in retrospect? Is there anything that you can look back upon and see in retrospect that God was there? Are there times and ways in which God came into your life and experience without you being aware at the time? You can expand your story. Include your parents and grandparents as far back as you can go. Where did God come into their lives? Ask them if you can. And then think of God's story. Think of God's story. God called Abraham to trust him and to follow him. And God was faithful to Abraham and gave him a family. And that family grew, and God was faithful and protected that family, brought them to Egypt to save them from famine, but they became enslaved. And when they cried out, God saved them from there and brought them to the land he had promised to give to Abraham. God made his people into a nation. At times they were faithful and good, just like us. And at times they were unfaithful and selfish, just like us. But God kept on loving them and calling them to come back to him, come home to him whenever they wandered off. And then God came to his people in Jesus. God lived and died for us in Jesus. God raised Jesus from the dead. God saves us in Jesus when we accept him. And then God built his church and has been faithful to his people through all the centuries. At times the church has been faithful. At times the church has been unfaithful. But God has always been faithful to us. And then you were born. And what happens in the story next? This is God's story, but you came into the story. What happens next? You see, your story and God's story are interwoven together. So what happens next? Think through that story and see all the ways the Lord has been with you, how he has blessed you. That in Jesus we have salvation, and day by day he provides for us. Tell that story. And in the telling of that story, express your thanks to God. Then in thanks, worship him. In thanks, rejoice before him. In thanks, celebrate before God. In thanks, party before God for all that he has done for you, for all that he is doing for you, for all he has yet to do for you. So trust Jesus. Know your place in God's story. And give him thanks. Let's pray together. Our loving God, we thank you for the story, for your story. We thank you as we look back upon creation, and you spoke and everything happened. We thank you for your almighty creative power. We thank you for the promises you made, for the covenants you made with your people. We thank you for calling to your people and being faithful to your people and pursuing your people when they wandered. We thank you that in the fullness of time, in your decided time, you came to this world in Jesus to live for us, to die for us, to rise again for us. We thank you for your work in and through the church down through the ages. And we thank you that we find ourselves in your story here this day. And we continue to offer you thanks. We thank you for the harvest in this land, the harvest in this world. We thank you that we have clean water to drink. We thank you for family and for friends, for our homes and our jobs. We thank you for the love and the hope that you give to us. We thank you for being in Canada and the freedoms that we enjoy, the abundance that we have. We thank you that we have an election coming up that we can vote in, where there's so many in the world don't have that privilege. We thank you, Lord, that we do. And we thank you that you trust us. Trust us to continue to serve you, and you entrust to us the good news about Jesus. Entrust it to us that we should share that we should share your story with people who need to know that story, who need to become a part of that story. We thank you for your grace in that. And we pray, Lord, that you would bless us the rest of this day, that we would give you thanks in a great variety of ways, that today and tomorrow, these Thanksgiving days, that you would bless us to be truly thankful to you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus. Amen.
Let's stand together and give God praise as we sing a song that's not about thanksgiving, but it is about the things for which we are thankful in Christ.
Before I spoke a word, you were singing over me. You have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life for me. You have been so, so kind to me. Overwhelming, never ending, reckless love of God. All it chases me and fights till I'm found, leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it, and I don't deserve it. Still, you give yourself away. All the overwhelming, never ending, reckless love of God.
No shadow you won't light up.
mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me.
There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me.
Sisters and brothers, go rejoicing, go with the Lord, go and give thanks in many, many ways. And may the love of God fill you to overflowing. May the grace of Jesus Christ fill you to overflowing. And may the fellowship of the Holy Spirit fill you to overflowing. Amen.